Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Got another good program for you today. This week, we're spotlighting the film music of Golden Age composer Franz Waxman, who wrote many great scores during the 1940s and 50s in particular. And we're going to begin by spotlighting a score that may still rank as his very best, a thrilling effort of adventure and derring do. This is his music for the 1954 feature Prince Valiant. Take a listen and enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music by composer Franz Waxman, written for the film Prince Valiant. Let's move along now to another adventurous score, this one written for the war movie Objective Burma. That's music written for the film Objective Burma. Do hope you enjoyed that. Waxman collaborated with director Alfred Hitchcock on a number of occasions. Hitchcock's most famous musical collaboration, of course, was with Bernard Herrmann, but Waxman did some very fine stuff for him in the earlier stages of Hitchcock's career. Take a listen to this fine suite, written for Hitchcock's 1941 film Suspicion.
Thank you.
And that's music by Franz Waxman, written for Alfred Hitchcock's Suspicion. I think the strongest collaboration between Hitchcock and Waxman is the 1940 film Rebecca, I think one of Hitchcock's finest early efforts, and a really wonderfully atmospheric score. Let's take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and at DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting the music of composer Franz Waxman on the program today. Next up, we have his epic score for a film that was intended to capitalize on the popularity of The Robe. It's a sequel of sorts called Demetrius and the Gladiator, starring Victor Mature and Susan Hayward. Let's take a listen to some of Waxman's score.
Thank you.
So there you go, music from Demetrius and the Gladiators by Franz Waxman. I don't think it's on the level of Alfred Newman's great score for The Robe, but still a fine effort. Let's take a listen to this main title for a score that I don't think is amazing in general, but this opening credits piece is really terrific. This is Waxman's music for Untamed. What a magnificent piece of film music from composer Franz Waxman, one of those pieces that really serves as a striking reminder of what a talent he was. Let's move along now to a largely forgotten about film called Anne of the Indies, a pirate movie of sorts, starring Gene Peters and Louis Jordan. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That's music written for the film Anne of the Indies. Hope you enjoyed that. Next up, music for a 1954 film starring a very young Paul Newman, in addition to Jack Palance and Virginia Mayo. It's called The Silver Chalice. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from The Silver Chalice, a very fine effort indeed. We conclude the program today with a suite of music from a highly acclaimed Waxman score, certainly a striking effort. This is his dynamic, rich work for Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.